WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees are moving forward with the new recreation center in Brenham that will be paid for to some degree by revenue generated in Bryan.
There is a general breakdown of funding the $11.4 million facility, which will serve Blinn's basketball and volleyball teams, Brenham's students, and be available for rent to outsiders. The college's share of the construction cost, $5.5 million, comes from carryover funds not spent last year, along with money set aside this year and next. Officials stated the sources are district at large and not specific to Brenham. The remaining $5.9 million for construction is private money. $2.3 million comes from members of the Cruzy family, and $3.6 million comes from donations to the Blinn Foundation. Money to operate the center, projected at $200,000 annually, will come from fees assessed to Brenham students, ticket sales, summer camps, and rentals from off-campus groups. The center will open in the fall of 2017, and around the same time, Blinn opens its first building on the new campus in West Bryan. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board has agreed to let administrators look into a possible change at future high school graduation ceremonies. Board member Kelly Levy asked to give parents who are employed by the district the option of giving their children their diplomas.
I think it's a way to reward our employees for bringing their children into our schools. Sometimes the students aren't as close to their principals as, you know, other students are, so I think it would be meaningful to the children.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says high school administrators are open to investigating the idea.
And the principals are the ones going to have to place it, and the principals and the assistant principals are the ones going to have to deal with it.
Levy says a trade-off for parents would be sitting closer to the stage and not with their families. A high school textbook that refers to slaves as workers is used in the College Station School District. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says they're waiting for substitute materials and for more information from the publisher. A mom in the Pearland District, Ronnie Dean Burren, went to Facebook after her son pointed out slaves brought over from Africa were called workers.
Here are the reviewers and consultants. Plenty of Texas people who approve this book. Yeah, yeah. And then there's the Texas Advisory Board as well. So again, these are all people, all professionals who said yes to this book.
The world geography textbook in question is not used in the Bryan School District. Multiple agencies were involved in getting a Bryan man out of a house south of Welburn where he had barricaded himself for the better part of 7 hours. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says there was concern because the house contained several weapons.
There was nobody else in there with him, which meant that time was on our side. Had there been a hostage in there with him, we might have had to take a different tack with him. But because he was in there by himself, he was only a harm to himself at this point. Our best option is just to wait him out.
Stewart says 39-year-old Donnie Allwell came out after seeing the College Station Police Department's bomb squad robot, which approached the house. Allwell was arrested for the fourth time since July of last year for a parole violation from a conviction in 2003 for aggravated sexual assault of a child. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by, see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Sunshine and warm today. Highs will be anywhere from 90 to 95. Overnight, we're going to be partly cloudy. Lows will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. The chance for a shower during the afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow close to 90 degrees. Clouds and maybe a shower tomorrow night. Lows will be 65 to 70. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Friday. The risk of a few showers. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Aggies on a rest day. Coach Sumlin in media day yesterday shared kind of what the players would be doing on their time off. AL wildcard last night saw the Stros advance, and several former Aggies are actually playing in postseason baseball. We'll have all that and a whole lot more coming up about 6:50.
So the owner of the Kentucky Reptile Store had to be rescued by police after the 20-foot-long 125-pound python had wrapped itself around him. Uh-huh.
Yikes.
Terry Wilkins tangled up with a snake when two ossifers arrived at the captive-born reptiles store in Newport, Kentucky, suburb of Cincinnati, about noon. When the officers arrived on the scene, they located the victim, who was totally unconscious, with a large snake wrapped around his head and neck, according to the Newport police. The ossifers grabbed the snake by the head, unwrapped him from Wilkins, who was not breathing. He began to breathe as rescue workers arrived. He was treated at a Cincinnati hospital. About two dozen stitches in his arm where the snake had bitted him.
Oh,
yeah. Went home later on Monday, according to the colleague, declined to give his name. Wilkins could not be reached for immediate comment. Again, let me see. I believe it's, yes, he is the owner of the store. So, I mean, do you put a warning label on the snake? I mean, what do you do with
it? Are you going to tattoo it on there?
Well, no.
I don't know how you tattoo snake skin.
That's also true, so I don't know. Though, good news, though, the snake was unharmed. Because after all, you need snake huggers if they're going to hug you back.
Don't you have to have arms to hug?
Yeah.
Apparently not if you're a python. Info.
Mission.
Yeah. And after all, why wouldn't you want to keep one of those in your store? There doesn't seem to be a name for the snake either. Huggy Bear? No.
Boo.
I know. It was free, okay? It didn't cost you nothing. There.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
6:14, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the it's Wednesday, the October the 7th, day 280. 85 of them to go. It's National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work and School Day.
Uh-huh.
Letting you know. Happens sometimes, anyhow.
It does?
Yeah, I guess. Well, you know, or maybe somebody... You hire somebody, what do you think? And the first day they bring their teddy bear to work with them. You just kind of go on.
You keep an eye on that person, is what you do.
I think so. It's Bald and Free Day.
Woo-hoo!
You don't have to be bald, by the way, to celebrate today, but it helps. People who are married or related to bald people can celebrate if they wish. Upon becoming a lucky bald guy, you're finally free to worry and fret about other things that guys worry about later on.
What, like, kind of hat to wear?
Well, no, later on, those of us who have hair will go, will I lose my hair? And, You know, instead, if you're bald and free, then celebrate and enjoy.
As a bird, baby.
Yes, technically right. Never gray.
Yeah. Our researchers did not find out who the creator or the origin of the day was. We did discover two dates for the special event, also equally divided between the 7th and 14th of October. Don't know the reason for the confusion over the correct date. They're trying to find that out and uncover the facts they will. But until now, just celebrate Bald and Free Day. It's also yes. Frappe Day. And it's Walk to School Day.
Okay. Not always possible.
No,
in Texas.
That's true. Not very much. I got a chance to do that all the way through junior high. I was able to do that. But
my kiddo's doing it now.
Doesn't happen too much in this day and time. All right, we got birthdays too.
Holland Roden is 29 years old from MTV's Teen Wolf. No idea.
Yeah.
Twin brothers Sean and Aaron Ashmore, 36 years old. They've played in Smallville, Killjoys. They're also in the X-Men movies. Taylor Hicks, the least successful American Idol.
Why are we still even mentioning him, right? What is he doing? He did those Ford commercials that drove us all crazy, and then after that.
Yeah, he's 39. Good Simon Cowell is 56 years old.
Really?
Yep. Wow. Toni Braxton is 48. Judy Landers is 57. She was big in Circus of the Stars.
No, of course she was.
Yo-Yo Ma is 60.
Yo-Yo, been here.
Yep. Tico Torres is 62 from Bon Jovi. Pootie Poot, Vladimir Putin, 63 today.
Really?
John Cougar Mellencamp, 64. Ollie North is 72. Joy Behar.
Mm. She has the same birthday as Oliver North, huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
And she's 73. And Desmond Tutu.
Tutu.
Is 84.
Michael W. Smith, he's a singer. You may know him. He's 88 years old. All right, there you are. It's 6:17 then.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So as the administration prepares to admit, get this, approximately 200,000, mostly Syrian refugees into the U.S. over the next 2 years, well, a recent Senate hearing confirms what I have been warning you about for months. We have no way to run a background check on these so-called refugees entering our country. And last Thursday, a DHS representative told Senator Jeff Sessions there was no database on Syria that the U.S. could use to run background checks on the refugees planning to resettle in this country. Furthermore, the DHS admitted there's no way to identify refugees who become radicalized once they're in the U.S., saying, quote, we can't predict the future. Now, lucky for the administration, it doesn't take a crystal ball to realize this is just a really dumb, bad idea.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, I used to shave with a razor that was so old, they thought that LOL was a Morse code. But why did I torture myself with a gross old blade for weeks and weeks and weeks? I don't know, because I guess I didn't want to shell out the $20 for a pack of new ones. Thanks to the DollarShaveClub.com, that has changed all of that. Now I shave with a fresh blade whenever I want, which feels fantastic. The best blade I've ever used. Now you can upgrade to shaving with a fresh blade whenever you want for just a fraction of the price. Join me and millions of others at DollarShaveClub.com. That's DollarShaveClub.com. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com.
You know, being able to control things in your life, always a good feeling for you. And being able to watch when and when you want to the programs on television. You can do that. It's really easy. The More Power to Switch event going on at Suddenlink. It's time for you to switch over to get Suddenlink TV and Internet. The Internet is 25 times faster than what you'll find from your average phone company. And, of course, Suddenlink HD TV gives you all sorts of channels for you to watch, video on demand and pay-per-view as well. And what they've done at Suddenlink is they've grouped the channels together so like channels are nearby. Now, they've got a guide, and it's easy to use, but as they've changed over their lineup and they've added more channels, you find that they're grouped together, which makes it easy for you to locate what you're looking for. There's 61 new channels, and 31 of those are in HD. If you're a sports fan, there's the Big Ten HD. There's the Pac-12 Networks. There are a lot of those. But there are many others, too. There's Hallmark Movies and Mysteries and C-SPAN in HD. If you want to watch the politicians up close. The Learning Channel, Fox Sports, lots of them, and HBO as well. So here's the deal. Call Suddenlink at 877-694-9474 today. Get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month. And you'll be able to access on demand as well. That's Suddenlink. Give them a call or go to suddenlink.com.
Nothing says great times quite like Aggie football. And Watercrest at Bryan Retirement Community celebrates the 12th man in style. Enjoy beautiful independent living in the heart of Aggieland with spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom residences, views of legendary Kyle Field, community tailgate parties, and more. Customize your lifestyle at Watercrest at Bryan, a game day Aggie broadcast partner, and schedule your tour today. Visit watercrestbryan.com, where the maroon and white is always on full display.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Anheuser-Busch InBev is turning up the heat on SAB Miller by going public with a $104.1 billion acquisition proposal. AB InBev also revealed today that the latest proposal is the third it has made to SAB's board. SAB had rejected the two previous proposals, but its biggest shareholder now says it's satisfied with the latest offer, adding pressure on the brewer's management to accept this latest deal. Airbus and Bombardier say talks between the two jet makers over possible business opportunities have ended. Neither company offered details of the talks, but several outlets had reported that Bombardier had been in talks to sell a stake in its troubled C-Series jet program to Airbus. Royal Dutch Shell says a small fire broke out yesterday at its 1,500-acre Deer Park refining and chemical complex near Houston, but the minor blaze was quickly put out. On Wall Street, futures pointing to solid gains at the opening bell. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. This is one of the coolest jobs ever. For that matter, it's probably the best company I've ever worked for. I'm surrounded by great people with a hustle and bustle all day. The cacophony of sound swirls around the place like the building that I work in is alive. Most, not all, but most radio stations I've worked at have been like that. Very exciting and fun, and it's all based on sound. The music wafts down the halls from different stations like the smell at a restaurant. A little sprinkle of Top 40, a little dash of Christian, a pinch of news. It's just perfect for an ADD dude like me. Because of what I do, I've become very sensitive to sounds. One of my very favorite in the world is my daughter's as she takes that one last long exhale just before she goes to sleep. It is the most peaceful sound in the world. I also like the dead quiet sound of living in the country, the getting ready to work very, very early. You know, the quiet, but not. With the good comes the bad, of course. As it turns out, the dragging your nails across a chalkboard is not the most annoying sound in the world, but it is in the top five. In fact, it's not even the most annoying sound you can make on a chalkboard. Scientists at Australia's University of Newcastle had people listen to sounds while getting an MRI and saw which sounds produced the strongest reaction in people's brains. For your sake, I will not be giving examples this time. Here are the five most annoying sounds. Number 5, nails on a chalkboard. Number 4, rubbing a ruler against a glass bottle. Number 3, writing on the chalkboard. Number 2, dragging a fork across a glass or a plate. Rubbing a knife against the glass bottle is the number 1 most annoying sound in the world, which kind of surprised me. You can thank me later for not sharing the sound effects on that one, though. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As I am in and out of there, probably once every 2 weeks or so, I don't know that I've ever been in there and seen the same thing. I mean, there are some duplicates, obviously, but there's always something new and different to look at because he brings in heirloom stuff all the time. So if you've got something you think you'd like to sell, he'd like to take it off your hands. They do gold and silver bullion, he'll do appraisals, and they've even got a jeweler on staff for custom pieces. Go take a look for yourself. Sometimes it really can be like a museum in there. It's davidsjewelryandcoins.com online or in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 627 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works, a locally owned and operated company that returns profits back to the community, which benefits you and your business. Wilton's, good for your overall bottom line. All right, here we go. Sunny, and we're going to hit 90, it looks like, for the next 3 days or so. Not supposed to be doing that this time of year, are we? No. But anyhow, east winds at about 5 miles an hour. Low each night, probably around upper 60s, it looks like. So kind of unseasonably warm by about 4 or 5 degrees. And we do have a 20% chance of showers on Thursday night, Thursday in the afternoon, Thursday night, and then on Friday as well. So fingers crossed. Let's see if that happens. Right now, calm wind, 76% relative humidity. It's 67 degrees outside.
A truly good leader is always humble and tells the truth, right? Well, a lot of good leaders don't. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Meet Rachel. She's making serious money on her own schedule driving with Uber.
I was looking for something that was convenient and something that would help me to reach my financial goals. A friend suggested Uber, and I liked it. I love the convenience of it. So I log on when I'm available and log off when I'm not. And it's very, very easy to do. Just get in your car and you drive. And I like driving my car.
Thanks, Rachel. To start making great money with your car, sign up to drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
A lot of the common leadership advice today seems to fly in the face of reality.
The leadership literature mostly says that you should tell the truth, and I actually don't believe that. I think there's social science research that suggests that one of the most important skills of a leader is the ability to prevaricate.
Jeffrey Pfeffer, professor at the Stanford Graduate School of Business and author of the book Leadership BS.
The average person lies twice a day. Lying is not some terrible thing. It's often done to smooth over relationships. The correct answer to when your partner says, does this outfit make me look fat? The correct answer is, of course, no. A lot of this is just around smoothing over social relationships.
In business, there's a certain amount of bending the truth in sales.
People consistently will exaggerate the attributes of their own product and downgrade the attributes of competing products. There is a certain amount of prevarication in negotiations. If I say to you, what's the most you will pay for this product or service, you probably aren't going to tell me completely the truth, and vice versa.
A lot of leadership gurus talk about the importance of leaders being humble, if not modest. But Jeffrey says if you want to be a good leader, you need to learn to do the opposite.
You need to learn how to advocate and get over any embarrassment of advocating for yourself. You need to be willing and able to self-promote and advocate on your own behalf, because no one else is probably going to do it for you.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust, because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a are trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The future home of Blinn College basketball, volleyball, and student recreation in Brenham will be paid in part by students in Bryan.
Blinn's Board of Trustees approved proceeding with the $11.4 million recreation center, which is slated to open in the fall of 2017, or about the same time Blinn opens its first building on its new campus in West Bryan. Members of Brenham's Cruzy family are contributing $2.3 million. The Blinn Foundation is responsible for raising another $3.6 million. The remaining $5.5 million comes from what Blinn officials say are district at-large sources. $1.5 million was carried over from last year's budget, $4 million reserved in this year and next year's budgets from a mix of revenue sources. Officials did not disclose how much was reserved from Washington County property taxes, state funding, and student tuition and fees. Administrators also did not break down how much money to build the center will be generated by students at each of Blinn's four campuses, but the cost of operating the facility, projected at $200,000 a year, will come from fees assessed to students in Brenham, ticket sales, summer camps, and rentals from off-campus groups. Blinn's trustees this week selected its general contractor, Collier Construction of Brenham. Work starts next spring on the 36,000-square-foot center. It will include space for general fitness, dance and yoga, kinesiology classes, student organization meetings, weightlifting and fitness space, and multi-purpose rooms for community events and meetings. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A high school graduation practice that's common in College Station and smaller districts is allowing family members to award diplomas. A request by Bryan School Board member Kelly Levy will be investigated to give that option to parents who are employed by the district.
I know it can be a logistical nightmare, but I think it can also be managed where the parents are seated in a certain area and told you're not going to be able to go back up in the stands and back down and everything. If they choose to do that, I think it would be a nice thing, a nice perk to offer our employees.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace agreed with Levy about how parents would participate.
It would become a distraction and a nightmare if people are walking all over the place, going from the floor up to the stands, down from the stands, down to the floor. You will sit in a certain spot and you have to follow along. And if you don't get up there in time, then we can't slow the whole process down. We've only got a certain number of time at Reed Arena.
Dr. Wallace says high school administrators will be checking with other districts to get feedback on the idea. Some College Station school district teachers and students are affected by a world geography textbook that was criticized by a mother of a Pearland student.
Immigrants. Yeah, that word matters. Immigrants. The Atlantic slave trade between the 1500s and the 1800s brought millions of workers from Africa to the southern United States to work on agricultural plantations.
The call out by Ronnie Dean Burren has led to the publisher pledging to change its textbook in hard copy and online. College Station ISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says they're waiting for substitute materials from the publisher and for more information. The textbook is not being used by the Bryan School District. For the fourth time since July of last year, a Bryan man was arrested for a parole violation. But it took almost 7 hours to get 39-year-old Donnie Allwell out of a family member's home south of Welburn.
In talking with a homeowner, we were advised that there were weapons in the house, so it was a pretty sensitive situation for us. We established a perimeter around the house.
Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says the standoff, which began Monday afternoon, ended peacefully just after midnight Tuesday.
We brought it to a successful conclusion with the help of the College Station Police Department's robot, which enticed the subject to come out of the house, and we took him into custody.
Stewart thanked the multiple agencies that assisted the sheriff's office.
We had the deputy constables from Precinct 1 and 3. College Station Fire Department EMS was on board stage with their paramedics. The DPS trooper was there helping. College Station Police Department and the Bryan Police Department.
Allwell remains jailed, accused of violating parole for the fourth time from a conviction in 2003 for aggravated sexual assault of a child. 1,500 athletes are in the Twin Cities tomorrow through Saturday, along with just as many coaches and family members. Texas Special Olympics are holding their Fall Classic at a variety of locations, and there's a need still for volunteers.
Mostly they'll be the scorekeepers, the timers, the escorts, the people who present the awards to our volunteers, the stagers, making sure that they're lined up in the right, you know, order for their heats and stuff like that. It's everything is a real hands-on opportunity for the volunteers.
Volunteer Director Jody Yoshimaru says you're also invited to the cheer on the participants.
Well, even if they don't feel comfortable coming out and visiting, or they only have an hour or two to come out and watch, we'd still love to have them there. A lot of people don't think that it is that important, but it truly is. When you have people cheering for you, it makes you go that extra mile and try that little bit harder and stuff.
More information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 65 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do shopping online and using public Wi-Fi make you vulnerable to identity theft? Does giving out your social security number put you at risk? Is your dog at risk of identity theft? Yes, yes, and no. Your dog has absolutely nothing to worry about. But we do live in a world that can expose a lot of personal information, and that can lead to having your identity stolen and losing everything you've worked for. That's why at LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide variety of threats. And unlike free credit monitoring services, we have a dedicated U.S.-based staff to help restore your identity if it ever is compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you ask yourself whether you're worth protecting with the best, isn't the answer a resounding yes? Plans start at $9.99 a month, and now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS.
It's no tricks and all treats, plus lots of fun for the entire family. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, Atkinson Toyota, and WTAW invite you to a costume contest and trick-or-treating event on Sunday, October 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. This free, fun, and safe event is for children of all ages. Gather goodies, plus play games on the Presidential Plaza and participate in the costume contest for prizes. Sunday, October 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Museum, presented by Atkinson Toyota, with special thanks to HEB, The Eagle, The Farm Patch, Catalina Hatters, and UP.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth, and $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with 4-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:39, and our weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure to the north of the area responsible for today's sunshine. It'll be warm. Highs will range from 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 65 to 70. Sunshine tomorrow. There could be an isolated afternoon shower. Highs near 90. Clouds and maybe a stray shower tomorrow night. Lows 65 to 70. Clouds and sun. The chance for a shower too Friday. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They need time away from me. They need time away from you, who tell them how good they are, how bad they are, who screwed up.
That's Coach Sumlin on the bye week during yesterday's media day. We'll have more on A&M football. We'll also get into the wild card game from last night with the Astros and Yankees. Astros advance, and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, we'll talk to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. This speaker thing has become curiouser and curiouser. There now appears that we may keep John Boehner.
I heard the rumblings on that yesterday.
May not step down. It's happened before. In fact, the last time it happened was Jim Wright. Jim Wright said, I will step down when my successor is elected. Well, we're not there yet. Need 218 votes to be able to get elected Speaker of the House, and right now people are thinking that there's not going to be enough votes out there for anybody to get it, including McCarthy, who, by the way, trying to do a little bit of damage control. We'll talk about that. And Trey Gowdy's trying to help him out a little bit on the Benghazi thing. But the problem is they kind of held today, the Republican Study Committee is going to have their kind of candidates forum deal where the candidates come in and talk to them. And I think it's this morning about, or it'll be about 10 o'clock this morning. But they already did that with the Tea Party yesterday. And the Tea Party members in the House were kind of, So I'm not sure that they were able to get anything done. So they've at least had their first vetting, if you will, and then they'll have their second one today. And yet when it's all said and done, we may continue to have Mr. Boehner there. Because the deal is we're coming up on a budget cap vote, and they got to get that done. They have to have that settled. Obviously, you've got to have somebody in there who kind of knows the ropes to make that work. Now, on to this this little kerfuffle over the weekend where McCarthy basically was saying that the Benghazi hearings would drive Hillary's numbers down. Of course, she hopped all over that. But Gowdy trying to say that it's not just about her.
Out of the 54 witnesses that we have interviewed, 41 of whom, by the way, no other committee interviewed, not a single one of them has been named Clinton. Of the 50,000 documents, new documents that we have accessed, less than 5% have anything to do with her. And if you look at the public hearings we've had so far, her name has not crossed my lips.
So there, it's not all about her, despite what she'll want people to know.
No, she's playing the victim, which in my opinion,
or me,
which to me is playing right into their hands. Because if she had in my humble opine, if she had a brain in her head, she'd stand up and go, none of this is true. Yeah. Because if it wasn't true, that's what you'd say. They're coming after me, and come on, bring it on. I want a challenge.
I welcome the opportunity.
Exactly, as opposed to,
Well, we have a giant rut road this morning. Yes. It appears that Hillary hired a Connecticut company to back all of her emails up to the cloud. And her lawyers have agreed to turn over what it contains, whatever it may be, to the FBI.
They've agreed to that?
Yeah, well, I mean, what choice you got, right? The firm has also been asked to turn over to Congress any copies of any Clinton emails still in its possession. Datto Incorporated, based in Norwich, Connecticut, became the second data storage firm to become entangled in the inquiry of the unusual email arrangement.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the State Department has told Hillary to go back and search for still more emails. That move comes as Judicial Watch told a federal judge yesterday that it would argue that the email account and the server Mrs. Clinton kept at her home in New York were always government property. So the State Department has an obligation to go through those emails and decide what should be released to the public.
Dang. That's not good for her.
You know, it's really not.
I'm not an expert.
Diamonds aren't forever. Digital is.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Very unless nice. You want it. If you want to keep it, man, that stuff's gone in an instant.
Yeah. So we'll see. By the way, Matt Drudge doesn't do interviews often, but he did an interview that was published last night.
Yeah, and he uncorked.
He really did. He said the media needs to wake up and do its job before, as he said, the powers that be could put Hillary Clinton's brain in a jar in the Oval Office and she'd get elected.
Bazinga.
Yeah. Now,
Well, he challenged her, too.
Yes, he did. Yes. What was his quote there? I don't have that in front of me.
Oh, off the top of my head, it was basically just, you know, put up or shut up.
Yeah. So we'll see. Now, then it's the Joe Biden story, too. And interestingly enough, of course, Hillary's out there trying to dig up stuff on Biden.
Of course she is.
Ahead of time, just to kind of remind him of things. I heard Britt Hume call Joe Biden a target-rich environment.
That's probably pretty accurate.
It was, you know, because he does. He has quite a trail in his years in elective office, and some of his ideas were not too good. And then, of course, we've just got his verbal foibles, which are fun.
Stand up!
Well, yeah. And speaking of Drudge, he had him up there with Warren?
Yeah?
That was the question. Biden-Warren ticket.
Ooh, interesting.
That's enough to make me want to jump off something tall.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could make it fun. I'm waiting for the other side to mix it up.
Well, sure, and that's... But the thing is, he's not going to be in the first debate, no matter what, so... We'll see, but...
Well, I thought CNN said even if it was that day, they'd put him on stage.
Well, yeah, but I think he had said that he wouldn't be ready
okay.
for that, so we'll see. Anyway, but now they're talking about, did he politicize the death of his son and use that? Did he leak that story that his son had asked him to run for president? Considering, again, the tragedy that we're talking about, how do you take shots at a guy like that?
Yeah,
that's a pretty tough thing to try to do. Of course, Hillary, we know, is a street fighter. There's no doubt about that.
Well, so she started the birther thing.
Yeah. Well, that's right. So we'll see where all that goes. But anyhow, it's fun, and like you said, we need the Democrats to start swinging away at one another. It's been a long, long time since we've had that. 647.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 10th, it's Farmer Rancher Liability Issues. Come explore a complex issue with tons of importance this week at Producers. And be sure to bring your legal questions. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Seemed like we all get left with odd little parts of our gardens. You wonder what type of plant would be best for them. In short, you're looking for a plant hero or heroes that can turn a real landscaping dilemma into an enriching opportunity. I have some of the most common problem areas and the best plants to use in them right after this important message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. So we're talking about special plants for special places. Let's start with parkway plantings. That's the space between your sidewalk and the street. Usually it's about 4 feet wide and 60 or 75 feet long. Most importantly, however, you probably don't even own it. Although it's part of your landscape, it actually belongs to your city. Anytime they desire, they can rip out your plants, put in a new water line, or widen the street. Most people think about planting some type of tree there, but that can wall off your landscape visually. Even small trees like crepe myrtles create a barricade. Maybe you're thinking about a ground cover so you won't have to edge all that turf grass. But the truth is, however, healthy, vigorous turf is probably the best solution, easiest to maintain. So what do you do if you have a fire plug or utility pole? If it's in a part of the landscape where a grouping of shrubs could be planted in front of it, that would be satisfactory. Just don't do anything to glamorize it. Don't make a flower bed around it. Don't plant vines to grow on it. There are certain elements of modern-day living that just don't look good, and yet our eyes get used to seeing them. Narrow spaces between houses. What can you do with a landscape that's 8 feet wide and 30 feet long? Well, for one thing, that's the place to use small trees. Group crepe myrtles there or plant a yaupon holly cluster. If there's a fence, plant an attractive vine to spill down it. If there's a side door, develop some intimate little landscaping along the stone walk. Plant the herbs there. And feature lots of small flowering plants. If it's adjacent to the kitchen, consider a small breakfast courtyard. It really can be charming. How about alleyway gardens behind the rear fence? This is another place where you have 20 or 30 inches of depth and 60 feet of width. Now, you have passersby who will steal any vegetables or fruit you try to grow there, so those are off limits. Best choice, grow a vine on the outside of the fence. It will climb to the top and then spill over into your yard. You can water it from the yard side. Things like Carolina jessamine, Confederate star jasmine, antique climbing roses, including Lady Banksy and coral honeysuckle are all examples. How about heavily shaded parts of your landscape? These are the most common question I get, and I always tell people, if you're not getting 4 hours of sunlight, you're not going to find any grass that will grow there. Please hear me. And so often they just stand there and argue with me, well, yeah, but I this or that. I think you need to go to a ground cover like Mondo grass, which is not a true grass, or you could use purple winter creeper euonymus, or you could use Asian jasmine in the shade. But it isn't going to be grass. I'm Neil Sperry. Facts that change the way you garden in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The ninth-ranked Texas A&M football team is on a bye week, and Coach Kevin Sumlin said the timing is really good for the Aggies to get healthy and rested.
We had a lot of rotation early at linebacker due to either suspension or injury. You know, obviously we've got some guys that have played two pretty tough games, SEC games. So, yeah, it comes at a good time for us. You know, something we did not have the luxury of last year.
I got a chance to ask Coach Sumlin what he wanted his players to do this week, and he said he just wanted the guys to get away from it all.
They need time away from me. They need time away from you. Who tell them how good they are, how bad they are, who screwed up. That's the truth. I've said it before. The biggest deal, guys make a transition from high school. Yeah, you're playing against like players, like talents sometimes, but not every week does that happen. And number two, when you screw up, in high school, you might be on the Friday night blitz. You might have a picture of you in the paper, but you don't have to watch it over and over and over and over again all Saturday night.
With 2 weeks, hopefully the guys are rested and ready to take on 8th-ranked Alabama Saturday, October 17th at Kyle Field. All the action, of course, on WTAW. Texas A&M sophomore quarterback Kyle Allen was named one of the Davey O'Brien Award's weekly Grade 8 honorees after helping the Aggies win over Mississippi State. And on now to Major League Baseball in the AL wildcard game.
Rasmus hits this high in the air and pretty deep to right field. Beltran is going back, looking up. See you later! 1-0 Astros. Colby Rasmus breaks the seal on the scoring.
Colby Rasmus got things started in the top of the second. As it turned out, that's all the Stros would need because Dallas Keuchel was almost unhittable on just 3 days rest. He pitched 3-hit ball for 6 baffling innings as the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 3-0 in the Bronx in the American League wildcard game. The whole thing almost seemed surprising to Keuchel.
Never would imagine that I would have pitched that well or we would have played that well in Yankee Stadium on that big of a stage, but that's what we've been doing all year. Nobody really gave us anything at the start of the year, and I don't think anybody gave us a shot at the end of the year.
The Astros now advance to the AL Division Series. Game 1 is Thursday night in Kansas City.
Up the road in Big D, Yovani Gallardo will get the start for the Rangers in the ALDS opener Thursday. He was, of course, happy to get the nod for Game 1.
It means a lot. You know, just like I've always said, it's a team I grew up watching as a young kid. And to have this opportunity to, you know, to start Game 1, it's a big accomplishment. You know, I'm excited to get that opportunity and, you know, take advantage of it.
Gallardo won both of his starts this season against the Blue Jays. The right-hander threw 13 and two-thirds scoreless innings. Ace lefty Cole Hamels will pitch for the AL champions in the second game at Toronto. And Aggies that are getting paid to play baseball are doing pretty well doing it. After the 2015 regular season concluded, a trio, including starting pitcher Michael Wacha of the NL champ St. Louis Cardinals, outfielder Justin Ruggiano of the NL West champion Los Angeles Dodgers, and infielder Cliff Pennington of the AL East champ Toronto Blue Jays are playing in postseason. The number 11 Texas A&M women's golf team finished third at the Jim West Challenge at Tapatio Springs with a 3-over. Matty Cesarek led the Aggies individually by tying for third in the tournament that featured nine squads that qualified for the 2015 NCAA Regionals. The A&M men's tennis team split four doubles matches at the ITA All-American in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sophomore Jordy Arakonda and junior Max Larkin advanced to today's qualifying draw round of 32. A&M baseball will start cranking things up scrimmage-wise. They started practice on Monday. They'll scrimmage today at 3:30 and then again tomorrow and Friday. And finally, New York Attorney General Eric Scheiderman announced he has launched an inquiry into DraftKings and FanDuel to look into possible advantages daily fantasy company employees might have gained by using the data of their company to win prizes in contests offered by their competitor. Darren Revelle, ESPN.com's sports business reporter, sheds a little light on this story.
So someone who worked for FanDuel could not do anything within FanDuel for money, and someone who was a DraftKings employee could not do DraftKings. But the issue here, and there's, again, you said there's no wrongdoing, at least that we know of here, you could potentially get the percentages that are being used, what players are being used, and if you have a player who was not really selected, where there's not a high percentage of participants who took that player, those are generally the people that win. That could help you.
In letters, Schneiderman's office says it sent to FanDuel and DraftKings, as reported by ESPN.com, asked the two if they could provide names and titles of employees who compiled data, set roster values, deal with ownership percentages for pending and historical contest, and the success of the players that play on their site. Schneiderman is seeking data that covers at least the last year. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Rudy's Barbecue, and Garland Shelton Imports.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. with Paging Systems and Two-Way Radios. Call them at 775-2929. Brazos Valley weather, going to be warmer than you would expect.